This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A nonprofit collecting money for the victims of the Club Q shooting is facing backlash over how it uses and disperses those funds. Critics have focused on the 10% of donations the group keeps for administration fees. Colorado Healing Fund board member Frank DeAngelis says that rate is lower than many other funds.
We want to make sure that this organization, the Colorado Healing Fund, stays in existence. And so it is the operating fee that's a part of that.
DeAngelis says people have donated $10.8 million to Club Q victims so far. That means CHF has collected $180,000 from the tragedy. Colorado public lands were the subject of two bills before the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee today. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
One bill would establish a Dolores River National Conservation Area. It's sponsored by both Colorado senators. Democrat Michael Bennett championed the bill during the hearing, saying all sides came together and found middle ground to protect the Dolores River.
And the result is a thoughtful compromise bill written on the ground in Colorado by Coloradans.
The House version of the bill, sponsored by Colorado Republicans, has not advanced. The second bill would complete the Continental Divide Trail. It has bipartisan support in the Senate. The House has already passed a version introduced by Congressman Joe Neguse. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Come find these stories and more at CPR.org. Coming up this hour, it's Science Friday.